I guess moving on to number six, report and possible discussion on Costello Island, Inc. lease summary update.
This next report, you've been provided documents outlining the basic details of the issue that we're working. Mr. Joe Staley referenced it some this morning in his comments, but it's with regards to a request from Costello Island, Inc., and I'll refer to them as Costello throughout the rest of my discussion here, to provide two new leases really of identical nature is what they were hoping for to begin with for refinancing. Could you bring up the first slide, Jennifer? I'd like to orient you as best I could, again, where Costello Island sits in relation to the lake. The aerial overlay here shows basically two separate areas of lease that we have with them. One is called the Wilderness Lease, and it pretty much is this 176-acre track outside of the yellow there. And then the other lease is a residential lease is what it's called, and it encompasses right now everything inside of this yellow to include this blue portion here and this tract of land over here that we referred to as a landing in the lease. I believe Mr. Staley referred to it as a point. I believe, Joe, is what you were talking about this morning anyway. The two leases that we have right now basically expire in December of 2012. All of this property in here, and we believe as well here, and we're going to work that with them to identify for sure, is within the FERC project area. The portion that really is not listed on the 77 and 81 maps that we have is about 7 acres roughly. Their latest survey that Costello has done shows, I think, approximately about 12 acres. Jennifer, if you'd bring the next slide up, it's a little bit easier to see it. I'd basically say that it's more in this area to encompass this facility, this structure house over here on the west side as well, coming back through here, is known really as the portion that was not part of FERC and has not been depicted as FERC. Could you go back to the other slide now, Jennifer, if you would? And the issue at hand for us really is the uniqueness of these two leases. Neither lease is what we consider a commercial lease, nor do I think the entities, if we've discussed with them, consider them commercial leases, nor are they residential cottage site leases as we normally have our cottage site leases, because their residential lease basically allows for subleasing of these other structures, cottages that are actually on the island there within that residential lease. The wilderness area, as I mentioned, is entirely within FERC, and it's roughly about 176 acres. The residential lease, again, is about 84 acres and does include the landing over here, which they pretty much access other than the airstrip and that, but most, I think, access via the water from that portion. For us to issue two new leases, and again, as we go back to the 20 May resolution that the board had, that if folks had requests in for refinancing prior to that date, that we would handle them as we normally do, the uniqueness of these two leases, we feel like, did not allow us to do that in this case, because the two leases, really, if we tried to do two new leases of this similar nature, they'd really be in conflict, contrary to our FERC license. Based on the totality of the FERC project area that is encompassed within these leases. However, we are sensitive to the residential issue involved, certainly, and have offered two options, as I think you have in your diligent books as well. For a residential type lease only, both options are basically the same, except that we included, as we're looking at the residential portion here, the airstrip as well with the second option or option B. We don't think at all that we'll be able to release the wilderness area in compliance with FERC requirements to maintain publicly accessible FERC project lands. We're no longer leasing lands lying within the FERC project area for private exclusive use. Costello has basically accepted our option B with some reservations, exceptions to that, which you also have in your books, numerous exceptions there, and we have countered with specific rationale to each of those. We had a very good conversation, I think, Friday afternoon, this recent Friday, with Mr. Staley, again on the wilderness area, the residential area, the airstrip itself and that, and again, this landing area. And there may be some things yet that we can do with this area that would work within FERC as well, that would provide them most of what we think they need, but we still got to work through that. We do not believe as a staff that we can do anything to release the wilderness area, that 176 acres, that's all FERC, and don't believe that we can do that, nor should do that. And we'll work with them as far as the airstrip. And also, Mr. Staley mentioned the barn up in this area, I believe in his comments this morning as well. We're willing to try to work that in with FERC as part of a public use agreement as well, or a property use agreement, I'm sorry, a property use agreement that basically would go to FERC and say, hey, we're willing to do this if you are to work this in with a residential lease for these folks, with the understanding that at some point in time, if the BRA comes back after much surveying and everything has been done, things that show in the FERC project area, if in fact FERC decides that they want it removed, then they would have to remove that, but we're willing to do that. So we're still in a cooperative, I think, coordinative effort with the folks at Costello to try to work through this. Once we get pretty much everything worked out, our plan is to bring it again to the board for approval of a proposed agreement that we would work with them, and then we'd want to take it to FERC and have FERC approve anything that would deal with FERC-specific issues in there on that agreement. And hopefully we'll get that to you soon. Yes, sir.
Is the runway in FERC area?
Yes, it is. Well, most of it is. There's a portion, if you look at the FERC maps, it probably could be deciphered that some of this east-west portion here is not. But the main landing portion here north-south is.
Is that
yes.
Conflict with FERC regulation?
Well,
is that a restricted airspace?
I don't think it's a restricted airspace, but FERC probably, we don't know yet, and I don't want to presuppose, but my gut would be that as we take this forward, because we're willing to do that, we told them that, to include that in their lease, that FERC may very well say, we'll let you do that, but that has to be open to the public, for the public
question.
To do it. They may dictate that we do that with that. I'd be surprised if they give the exclusive use of that for the airstrip. But
so just so I'm right, we're just talking about a new lease on 6.94 acres.
That's correct. Bring the other slide up, Jennifer. Pretty much this area probably in through here where the homes are and that, we would consider the airstrip, the barn over in this area, and then the landing would be a portion that would be part of that lease as well.
And there's 10 homes there now?
No, there's only, I think, 7. I believe there's 7 and then a caretaker, if I remember right, on the property. But they do have within the current lease, the option for 10 total subleases in there. We have told them that as long as the septic issues could be worked, we would be willing to work with the 10 as well.
A question. These are subleases. Since we don't have subleases, and obviously this is very old, what do they do with those 7 houses that are, I mean, the gentleman that was here this morning has a 50-year lease here on Costello Island, did he say?
Can you address
what are they used for?
What's currently on Costello Island?
Well, if I could, I know either Joe or Joe Best is here as well. If y'all want to speak to him, it's our understanding anyway that these are at least used part-time during the year. I don't know that any are used full-time throughout the year for residential purposes.
Second homes.
Currently, it's not currently a residential lease. It's a hybrid type.
It's not your normal cottage site lease that we have. I believe the title of it is residential lease, but within it are subleases to Costello Inc. of those respective entities in that.
But what mechanism is the wilderness area in FERC that that's not? Is that all above the 1,000-foot contour and exempt from FERC?
No. Well, when you say how is all of it portioned,
no,
except this residential
is
not?
6.94, is it?
Well, from the 1977 FERC maps and 1981 that FERC has, the 81 maps that FERC approved, this portion was the BRA at the time separated this small portion out here as residential, as non-FERC, and they FERC basically agreed to that, I think, at that point in time.
And according to Mr. Staley, in regards to that opinion, the AG's opinion, if we put a new lease on this, then we're severely depreciating the value of that land.
A 20-year lease? Potentially?
Kent, more importantly, if this was set aside during a divestiture, would that also be included under the quote-unquote residential lease?
This portion right here? Yes.
Just
the residential portion.
6.94.
Well, in the 6.94, specifically the 6.94 was identified on the 77 maps, but those were never approved by FERC. The next set of maps that were approved by FERC don't have an acreage with it. It's just got the same identification kind of on the map itself of the area, but in talking with FERC and that, we've told them already that, hey, it appears as though their survey that they have shows roughly between 11 and 12 acres for this area down here, and we think FERC would be amenable to that amount of acreage as well for a residential part.
Director Geard, on your question, when the board passed the moratorium on leases, it was anticipated that there were those that were in the pipe that would still be processed, and this is one of them. So there was an anticipation that there were still going to be some long-term leases written. This is obviously one of them.
Okay, any questions for Kent?
No.